我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord, let us learn to be comforted by yourself.
亲爱的主，让我们来怎样得着你自己的安慰。
We know that you always think of us.
我们知道你常常纪念我们。
What do we fear if we know that you are near?
当我们知道你是近快来近的时候，我们有什么可怕的呢？
You also think of us.
你还是想到我们。
So because of this, we will offer our thanksgiving and praise to you.
因为这样，我们就把我们的感谢都归给你。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
We have such a wonderful Lord.
我们有这么样一位美好的主。
Who not only save us.
他不只救了我们。
Who not only has given his own life for us on the cross.
不只是把他自己钉在十字架，把他的生命给我们。
With his piercing hands, he's protecting us.
他那刺伤的钉痕的手也来保护我们。
That hands will keep us from all the power of evil.
这样的手就会保护我们，免除一切的凶恶。
Let us learn.To be comforted by your word, Lord.
让我们要学习在你的话里得着安慰。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们打开马太福音。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Sorry, chapter 6.
第六章。
Verse 9.
第九节
Pray then in this way, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us this day our daily bread. And,
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
And forgive us our debts,As we also have given our debtors.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的，直到永远。
Amen. For if you forgive men for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们。
But if you do not forgive the man, then your father will not forgive your transgressions.
你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Now these are the verses for the moment.
这就是我们今天要读的经节。
Now we would like to continue to share on the Lord's Prayer.
我们继续来分享主的这个祷告。
Now, as you remember, the Lord's Prayer, 主祷文, is very important in the Bible.
我们都知道主祷文在圣经里是非常重要的。
Because this is the prayer our Lord taught us how to pray.
这就是主他教导我们怎么样来祷告。
Now, actually, this is not his own prayer.
事实上这并不是他自己的祷告。
Because, according to verse 12, forgive our debt as we also have forgiven our debtors.
就好像在十二节他说免我们的债如同我们免了人的债。
Now if you try to compare this verse with that of Luke,
如果我们用这里的经节跟路加福音来比较的话，
Now we are very clear the debts here means our sins.
我们就很清楚了，这个债在这里说是我们的罪。
So our Lord will never did not pray such a prayer himself.
所以我们的主他祷告不是为他自己这样祷告。
He had no sin.
因为他没有罪。
He was not a sinner.
他不是个罪人。
He did not need to be forgiven.
所以他不需要被这个救赎。
So we know that the Lord taught us how to pray.
所以这主教导我们怎么样来祷告。
Even we say Lord's prayer, that does not mean that he pray such a way.
虽然说这是主祷文，但并不是说他要这样祷告。
But the Lord know that we need.
但是主知道说我们需要。
Because the Lord know that we need it badly.
因为他主知道我们的确是需要。
And the Lord know that we need it daily.
他主也知道我们每日都需要。
So we know that this ought to be our daily prayer.
所以这必须是我们每一日的祷告。
It is so important.
这是这样的重要。
You see, that's why our Lord taught us how to pray.
所以我们的主教导我们怎么样来祷告。
So this is the Lord's prayer.
所以这是主祷文。
And in this prayer, actually we have been given some very important principle how to pray.
所以在这里主教导我们一个祷告的一个原则。
Now normally when we come to the meeting of prayer,
当我们来到祷告聚会的时候
，and we always starting from verse 11。
我们都经常，我们都从第十一节开始。
Give us this day our daily bread。
我们每日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Because every day we have our daily need。
因为每一天我们都有需要。
When we come together, when we pray。
当我们来到一起祷告的时候。
When we heard that someone has lost his job。
当我们知道，比如说有些人失去了他的工作。
And someone who is sick。
有些人他得了疾病。
There are so many needs。
有这么多的需要。
So when we come together, then let us pray。
当我们来到一起的时候，我们祷告。
But then we always start from verse 11。
我们常常从第十一节开始。
Give us this day our daily bread。
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Because this is our daily need。
是因为这是我们每日的需要。
So then we pray for this and pray for that。
所以我们就为这个也为那个祷告。
But actually, you know, that's not the way our Lord taught us how to pray。
事实上，这并不是主教导我们怎么样来祷告。
Because if we really know how to pray,
如果我们知道怎么样来祷告
，we have to start from verse 9。
我们应该从第九节开始。
Our Father who are in heaven,
我们在天上的父
，Hallowed be thy name。
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Now, if you understand these verses,
如果我们能够了解这个经节
then the following verses will make sense.
然后下面的经节就有意义了。
Otherwise, it becomes meaningless to us.
不然的话，对我们而言就是没有意义。
When we pray for SARS,
当我们为这个
when we pray for the storm of SARS.
我们为这个这个 SARS 这个疾病来祷告。
As if SARS is just one incident.
虽然说这个 SARS 只是一件事情。
Then we pray for war.
我们又为战争祷告。
There's another event.
还有别的事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, then, but now when we pray, we did pray for all these events.
当我们祷告的时候，我们为所有的事情来祷告。
But actually, in the mind of God.
事实上在神的心里
and actually all these events are correlated together
这所有的事情他们其实都是关联在一起
so if we really know the meaning behind all this
如果我们记得在所有事情它背后的
then we should be able to learn how to pray
我们就可以学习怎么样来祷告
pray according to God's will
我们要祷告 来符合神的心意
and for that reason our Lord teaches us to pray that thy kingdom come
所以我们的主在这里教导我们说愿你的国降临
Now what is the kingdom of heaven?
什么是天国呢
Now brother and sister it's very important
弟兄姐妹这是很重要的
Whether today is heaven still in control or not
今天这个天国它是在有它还是在掌权
If the kingdom is in control then why September 11?
如果它今天是在控制的话为什么有发生9月10号的事情呢
And if the kingdom in control then why mad cow disease?
为什么如果国度它在掌权为什么今天还有狂牛症
If the kingdom is control then what the SARS storm
为什么今天还有这个 SARS 这个瘟疫呢
If the kingdom is control then why the new terrorism
如果这个国度它是在掌权为什么还有这个恐怖主义呢
Now where is our God
我们的神在哪里
Did our God create heaven and earth
不是我们的神他创造了天地吗
Is our God the master of the universe
不是我们的神是宇宙的主宰吗
Then why disease, why death, why poverty everywhere
为什么战争瘟疫到处都是呢
You have poverty, that's why we need to pray that Give us this day our daily bread
因为有贫穷所以我们说我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们
Now why all these things happen
为什么这些事情都发生呢
Disease
瘟疫
You have AIDS
你还有这个
艾滋病 You have mad cow disease
还有狂牛症
You have all these strange disease since 70s last century
从这个上一个世纪开始就有很多不知名
70年代
开始就有很多个疾病
All kind of different disease
这么多不同的病症
One after another
一个接着一个
Because the question is this Is the heaven in control?
问题就是在这里难道是天国他在掌权吗
Do you see that?
你看见吗
After the war with Iraq
跟这个伊拉克的战争以后
For a period of time you find looting everywhere
你看一段时间里人们就在那里掳掠东西
Then you ask one question
你就问一个问题
Is any government here?
是有人是有政府吗
Now who is in control?
是谁在这里掌权呢
Now that's a very important question
这是一个很重要的问题
If you find looting everywhere that means somehow something lost out of control
如果你看见到处都在抢夺就是没有失控
And then if you discover some archaeological treasure in museum has again been lost
你看在那个博物馆里面很珍贵的这个历史的这个纪念品失去
Now who is in control
是谁在那里管控制呢
？Now, brothers and sisters, we know there is a God.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道神在那里。
And we know that it is God who created heaven and earth.
我们知道是神创造了天地。
Now, why this happened?
为什么这些事情发生呢
？After September 11,
九月十一号以后
，People ask, "Where is our God?"
人们就问说，我们的神在哪里
？Now, after a SARS storm, people will ask, "Where is our God?"
当这个 SARS 这个瘟疫发生的时候，人就问神在哪里
？Is the heaven in control?
是天在在掌权吗
？So is the kingdom of heaven here?
是天国现在在这里吗
？Now, brothers, according to this word, according to this Bible, according to this passage,
根据这里的经文
，Now we ought to pray that Thy kingdom come.
我们要这样祷告说，愿你的国降临。
Do you see that?
你看见吗
？Kingdom of heaven in control in heaven.
天国是在天上是掌权的。
Because the will of God is being realized in heaven.
因为神的旨意在天上是通行的
So that's why the Lord said Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven
所以我们的主说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
So no problem today Heaven is on control in heaven
当然在天上天国掌权是没有问题的
Then we ask one question What's wrong with this planet?
那我们就要问一个问题在这个地上有什么问题呢
That's why I say that the Lord said Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven
所以我们的主在这里说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
So there must be something wrongwith this earth, with our planet.
所以在我们这个地上一定有问题。
You know, according to recent study,
根据最近的这个研究
some scientists even believe that.
有些科学家他们相信
it is probably this SARS really from comet.
他们说这个 SARS 是从这个流星来的。
彗星。Yeah. Now, why comet?
为什么是彗星呢
Because you see comet if you know very well comet every time always carries something something in his tail
所以我们知道彗星在它的那个尾巴上会带着一些东西
So according to these scientists they have some reasons some evidence to believe that
所以这些科学家他们就有证据来相信
Probably SARS the germ of SARS or this virus of SARS has been just scattered from when the last comet visiting our planet somehow tried to scatter something over on this planet
他们就说好像是这个 SARS 的病菌就借着这个彗星的尾巴就在地上撒在地上
But don't forget cometstill part of a solar system
但不是我们不要忘记这个彗星还是整个太阳系的一个星
now you remember when Satan was against God
当我们记得撒旦他在那里反对神的时候
and Satan his follower has been driven away from the presence of God
撒旦跟他的一伙就被被神所离弃
so they have been cast to our planet
他们就被摔到地上来。
Not only our planet, also our solar system.
不只是在地上，也在我们的太阳系。
Even our galaxy.
就在我们的银河系。
Now, then you understand why today many people worship the sun.
所以你就知道为什么今天很多人敬拜这个神。
They worship sun god.
这个太阳。
Sun god, even moon god.
还有月神。
And then people believe astrology something to do with the stars in our galaxy.
所以很多人也拜这个星象。
So now you understand, today, our planet and outer space actually become fallen or occupied territories.
所以我们知道我们今天的地球跟它的这个在跟这个太空就被这个撒旦所
So now you see, that's why Bible said the whole world is lying under the evil.
所以圣经里告诉我们是这个世界就伏在恶者的手下
From the beginning Satan was the murderer
我们知道一开始撒旦就是那凶杀的
So for that reason he spread violence everywhere
所以我们知道他就把这些凶恶撒布到任何地方
So now you are very clear Now now when we say thy kingdom come
所以我们在这里很清楚我们就开始说你的国降临
It means that the will of God might be done on earth as it is in heaven
就是说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
So then the heaven will be in control
然后天就得着了控制
So you see that's why we need to pray that the kingdom of heaven should come
所以我们应该这样祷告愿你的国降临
Now my brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
And because of and if we pray such a prayer
如果我们是这样祷告的话
And then you discover that heaven will be on earth
所以我们就可以发现天现在可以在地
So when heaven is on earth
当天在地的时候
That's the presence of kingdom of heaven
这就是天国的实现。
So brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
Now, today we think as if everything is out of control.
我们今天看起来好像一切事情都失控。
The reason is very simple.
其实原因很简单。
Because of great rebellion in the universe.
因为这个宇宙就叛离了神。
Now, in the beginning, it was Satan who rebelled against God.
一开始是撒旦他这个叛离的神。
And then, that's the reason.
这是就是原因。
God created man.
当神创造了人
to do something that he tried to gain back from the hand of the enemy of God.
神就要从他的敌人的手中挽回他所创造的。
Now, as you know very well,
就是我们很清楚
God was a creator.
我们神是一个创造者。
And Satan and his angel, his followers also were created. They were created.
撒旦跟他的跟随者也是被神所创造的。
Now, for the creator to wipe out the creator is a very simple thing.
对一个创造者来说，把他被创造的把他毁灭是很容易的。
God could destroy the enemy just with his mouth.
神可以用他口里的话就可以消灭他的敌人。
That's it. The enemy will be gone.
很简单，敌人就被毁灭。
But why God did not do that?
为什么神不这样做呢
？Now, brothers, this not only tell us the power of God, this also will tell us the wisdom of God.
不只是要让我们看见神的能力，也看见神的智慧。
Now God, because if God tried to wipe out the enemy of God,
当然，神要消灭他的敌人。
There are many other angels,
还有很多的天使。
Many other creation,
很多的创造。
They will say, "Yes, you are God. Of course, you can do something like this."
所以受造物说，当然你是神，你可以做这样的事情。
Now where is the wisdom of God?
但是神的智慧在哪里
Now this universe not only want to know the power, they also want to know the wisdom of God.
所以这个宇宙不只是要知道神的能力，也要知道神的智慧。
Now because of his wisdom,
因为他的智慧。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
So in the beginning, according to Genesis,
所以一开始根据创世纪。
Then God created human being.
所以神就创造了人。
Then God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
神就把亚当跟夏娃放在伊甸园里。
And you remember, according to our Lord.
你记得根据我们的主。
Do you understand?
你记得。
The idea is this: they may subdue the earth.
就是说他们可以
制服
这个地。
Why?
为什么
Because that earth was out of control.
因为那个地是失去了控制。
Do you see that?
看见吗
Because this earth became occupied territory.
因为这个地已经被人家所掌管。
已经沦陷了。So this whole world is aligned under evil one.
所以整个的世界伏在那恶者的手下。
And that's why our God, that's why Bible says Satan is the God of this world.
所以圣经告诉我们撒旦是这个地上的王。
And that's why our Lord Jesus, that's why the Satan tried to tempt our Lord Jesus.
所以我们的撒旦想要
撒旦想试探我们的主 And he said, look, if you worship me, I will give you all the glory of the kingdoms.
所以你只要拜我就把世界的荣华都交给我
So he is the owner of the kingdoms.
所以他是这个王这个国
So now you can understand our planet actually is occupied territory. It's out of control.
所以我们知道我们的地球是已经失控了
So thank God.
所以感谢主
That's why we start from Genesis 1.
所以我们从创世纪第一章开始
Now chapter 1 verse 1 it was the original creation.
第一章第一节就是原有的创造
But then chapter 1 verse 2 we say earth became void and empty.
所以第一章第二节开始说这个地就成了虚空。
Why? Because the earth became a fallen territory.
因为这个地已经沦陷。
Now you see, brothers and sisters.
所以你看见地。
It's very interesting.
非常有趣。
According to scientists,
根据科学家。
Where do we have ocean today?
为什么今天有海洋
？The ocean simply means that millions of comets one day hitting this earth.
根据科学家就是百万个这个彗星集到到地球来
because each comet will carry some sea water, ocean water.
每一个这个彗星通带着这个
So then you see that that's why the spirit of God was moving on the water.
所以我们说神的灵在水上
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
did you see that?
你看见吗
Now you can understand.
现在我们能够了解
Now why we have the ocean?
为什么有海洋
Why you see the fierceness and violence of the ocean
我们看见海浪的凶猛
Because in heaven
因为在天上
You have glassy sea
在由这个玻璃海。
You have the beauty of the ocean, you don't have the violence of the ocean.
虽然说他们有海的这个美丽，却没有海的这个。
That's what happened in heaven.
那是在天上。
Because heaven is under control in heaven.
因为在天上它是有掌控的。
But now on this earth is not in control.
但是在地上却失去了控制。
So for no wonder when the storm came.
所以当这个暴风来的时候。
What did our Lord said?
我们主怎么说
？He rebuked the wind.
他就斥责了风浪。
As if the wind had a personality.
好像这个风浪它有人格一样。
So you see, brothers.
所以你看。
Today we only see the wind.
今天我们只看见。
We only see SARS.
我们看见这个。
We only see mad cow disease.
我们看见狂牛病。
We don't know there's some personality behind it.
但是我们不知道这个背后有他的人格。
So our Lord rebuked the wind.
所以我们。主要斥责那个风。
So you see, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Remember.
记得。
Now that's why you see nothing. Not that's why you see that's what happened to this planet.
所以你就看见这是今天所发生的事情。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
Satan tried to defeat the purpose of God.
因为撒旦要打败神的旨意。
However, our God was victorious.
但是我们的神他却是得
胜的。So what did he do?
他做了什么
？So he tried to recover this planet.
所以他要把这个地挽回。
He restored this planet for seven. He's using 7 days.
他用七天把这个地重新建造。
Remember, God never told us. Said Bible never told us how many days God created heaven and earth.
圣经从来没有告诉我们神有多少天来建造、创造这个宇宙。
It was recorded in chapter 1, verse 1.
因为那是在第一章第一节。
God created heaven and earth.
神创造了天地。
But God didn't tell us how many days.
但是神没有告诉我们是多少天。
But then the earth became void.
然后地就成了荒凉。
Became void and empty.
虚空。
Why? Because the enemy of God had been driven from the presence of God all the way to this planet.
因为神的敌人就被摔到地上来。
So thank God.
所以感谢神。
Now God wants to do something.
现在神要做一件
God want to gain the control again.
他要重新得着这个
So what did he do?
他做了什么
He created another created being.
他就创造了一个
另外一个
受造者
Now Satan was the created being. Was created.
撒旦是他受
造者 His enemy.
跟他的这个
So many people suggest.Now, why in the beginning?
为什么从开始
Why God did not do something like that with Satan? But yes.
为什么神不把撒旦捏死
Now, for God to 捏死 that very simple.
神把他捏死很容易
But brothers and sisters, this only manifests God's power.
但这只表示了神的能力
But where is the wisdom?
但是神的智慧在哪里
Now, the wisdom is given in chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Genesis.
神的智慧在第一章第二节
Now, God began to restore this planet.
神就把这个地重新的挽回。
You see, because the whole earth, whole planet was wrapped by the water.
因为整个地被水包围着。
Darkness everywhere.
到处都是黑暗。
So God said, "Let there be light."
所以神说这里有光。
那让要有光，
要有光
就有光。So remember, actually, but this is not the this is not the this. Remember, this simply means this.
这很简单的是这样。
And somehow, by that time, our planet was warm.
那个时候我们的这个地是热的
So then the planet really cooling down
然后它就慢慢的冷下来
And then because you have vapors and you also have water
所以你有这个蒸发跟这个水
So gradually you see the water getting thinner and thinner
然后这个水汽就好像慢慢的淡下来
So finally the light can penetrate finally can penetrate into this planet
然后这个光就能够射到这个地方
So let there be light On the fourth day,
第四天
then you discover because the air even become more thin, even thinner.
这个空气更稀薄了
So the sunlight and moonlight, starlight began to reach our planet.
所以天上的这个日光、月光跟星光都可以达到地上。
So God never created sun on the fourth day. No, never.
所以神不是在第四天创造太阳。
Do you see that?
你看见吗
？It's impossible for you to have a planet first, then you have a sun. That's not true.
不可能是先有地球然后又有
No 先有你不可能是先有植物然后才有太阳 You must have the sunlight first Then you have the plant
所以应该是先有日光然后才有树木
So brother, so that tells us This simply tells us
这很简单的告诉我们
Now the record in Genesis 1 Was not a creation but a restoration
所以第一章创世纪上告诉我们不是一个创造而是一个重新的挽回
Now because of that restoration
因为这个挽回
And then everything was restored
所以所有的事情都重新回
Then God created human beings
然后神才创造人。
Now why create human being?
为什么创造人呢？
Mean that somehow the human being has a personality like Satan and his angels.
所以人他是有个性的，就像这个撒旦跟这个天使。
And you see, they all are created.
因为他们都是受造者。
Do you see that? Now what God is going to do is this.
神要做的是这样。
He didn't want to near him.
He doesn't.他不要把他捏死。
You see, he want to show people the wisdom.
因为他要把他的智慧。
So he want to deal with this created being.
所以他要对这个受造者。
By another created being.
是用另外一个受造者。
来对付。Do you see that? That's the wisdom of God.
这就是神的智慧。
That's why he created heaven and earth.
所以他创造了天。
That's why he put Adam in the Garden of Eden.
所以他把亚当放在伊甸园。
And he said, "You must God bless him. Why you bless him?"
所以他
说
是祝福。
And God blessed Adam and Eve.
神祝福了亚当。
And we were told them multiply and fill the earth.
让他们在地上繁衍。
充满了，生养众多，遍满全地。Then he said, "Subdue the earth." Subdue, 制服这个地。
制服这个地。
Now, my brothers, why subdued?
为什么要制服这个地
？It was out of control.
因为这个地失去了控制。
And also, Adam has to guard the garden.
所以亚当还要来。还要来看守这个原则。
Now why, brothers and sisters?
为什么弟兄姐妹
？So that means somehow some enemy or some element of destruction will come in.
因为那个敌人他的破坏要进来。
So because of that, now it is the human's responsibility to deal with these things.
就因为这样，所以这是人他的责任来处理这个。
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，What God wants is this.
神所要的是这样。
If human being, if Adam really took the fruit of tree of life,
如果亚当他当初吃了生命树的果子
，this is a sign of obedience.
这就是一个顺服的一个记号。
Think about it.
想想它。
Now, what do you mean by obedience?
什么叫做顺服
？Now, the other way, the contrast of obedience is rebellion.
顺服的反面就是叛逆。
So God wants to show to the world.
所以神要让这个世界。
Now I have created another being.
我又另外创造了一些受造
者。Now these are human beings.
这是人类。
They are created.
他们是受造者。
Just like those angels were created.
就好像天使他们也是受造者。
Now brothers,
弟兄姐妹
，when these created beings,
当这些受造者
，when they took the spirit of, when they took the fruit of the fruit of life,
当他们吃了生命树的果子的话
，they really obey.
他们就真正的
They really took the side of our God.
他们就跟我们的神站在一边。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
by the obedience,
因为顺服
it will put the shame to the enemy.
他们就会把这个羞辱归给敌人。
Do you see that?
看见吗
That's the wisdom.
这就是智慧。
And not only that,
不止如此
And gradually through human being, the whole territory will regain back.
所以慢慢经过人类，整个的地就挽回了。
So for that reason, God said that.
所以这个原因，神就说。
And then human being was supposed to rule over the birds in the air.
所以人就要这个掌管天空的飞鸟。
Fish in the sea.
海里的鱼。
And also the beasts on the earth.
地上的野兽。
So you see, the Lord wants us to become the chief commander.
所以主要我们成为一个
总司令 not only over army, also air force, also navy.
不只是陆军、海军、空军。
Now that's what's in God's mind.
这是主他的心意。
Do you see that? Because how do you control? How do you control?
你怎么来搞？
How do you put them in your feet?
怎么把他们放在你的脚下
？According to Psalm 8, that's what happened.
根据诗篇第八篇是这样。
You see all these creepers and beasts and all these animals, and they ought to be at their feet, to be under the feet of Adam and Eve.
所有的天空的飞鸟、地上的走兽都在亚当、夏娃的脚下。
Now, how Adam and Eve was able to do it?
亚当、夏娃他们怎么样能够这样做
？First,
第一
，Adam and Eve ought to be at the feet of our God.
亚当跟夏娃，他们首先必须在神的脚下，
伏在他们的脚下，
伏在他们的脚下。
So you see, brother, it's only when mankind at the feet of the Creator,
当我们人在创造者的脚下
，then we will become king of the earth.
然后我们就成为地上的。
Then everything will be in control.
然后所有的就会受到了。
We will go. Then you see. So when everything control,
当所有的都受到管制的时候
，That means this is the kingdom of God.
这就说这是神的国。
So do you see, brothers and sisters?
所以弟兄姐妹，你看见
？That's how the kingdom of God can be restored. That can be recovered.
这就是神的国能够挽回。
Now that's very important.
这是很重要的。
But unfortunately,
但是很
another tragedy in the universe.
在这个宇宙里另外一个悲剧
Instead of having take side with our God
与其跟我们神站在一边
And then you discover Adam and Eve took the side of the enemy
然后亚当跟夏娃他们就跟敌人的一边站在一边
So they become the subject 顺民 They become the subject of the enemy of God
他们就成为神敌人的顺民
Think about it, brothers and sisters
想一想
And because of that
因为如此
Now think about the secret is this
的秘诀在这里
How everything can be in control
所有的事情怎么样能够
How we can become the king of the earth
怎么样能够成为地上的王呢
Unless we are at the feet of the king of kings
除非我们在那王者之王的
We are at the feet of the master of the universe
我们要在这个宇宙的这个王的脚下
Now if we rebelled
如果我们反叛
Then what happened
发生了什么样呢
All these created beings birds and the fish animals they also rebelled against
所有的受造者像这个飞鸟野兽他们也都叛逆
Now my brother and sister you are very clear
我们非常清楚
Today even the mosquito is able to persecute us
今天连蚊子都可以逼迫我们
Mosquito could create a one sleepless night for whole night
一个蚊子它可以使你一个整个晚上不能睡觉
So and now it's very clear
是非常清楚
Why? Because now you see the animal began to rebel against us
因为我们看见这个百兽它就是对我们叛逆
Now snake will bite
所以蛇会咬
Now you see the lion will roar
你看这个狼会在那里叫
那狮子呢
狮子吼叫
So you see then you see the no, originally you see lion they were the eaters of grass
一开始的时候其实狮子是吃草的
but then the nature become changed
但是他们的本性改变了
they were hunting for blood and human blood
他们就要吃血就是人的血
So what does that mean
为什么
when we rebel against God
当我们对神叛逆的时候
then you see all thisBegin to rebel against us.
所以所有的东西也开始对我们叛逆。
And remember, that's why we not only have sin enter into the earth,
不只是罪进入了世界
and also death into the earth.
死也进入了世界。
And now, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
before the death, why we will die physically?
为什么我们的肉体会死呢
？Through disease, eventually we reach there.
因为根据这个病，我们就会死。
Now, why we have disease?
为什么我们会有病呢
Because after man's rebellion
当人叛逆神的时候
There is an invisible world of microorganism
那我们看不见的那些微生物的世界
And in that world
在那个世界里
They are invisible
它是看不见的
Either germs or virus
不只是细菌或者是
Now you discover when they really become rebellion
所以他们也叛逆。
So brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Now the problem is this. You need.
问题在这里。
Now the problem today is you need resistance.
今天我们就必须要来抵抗。
After man's fall.
当人类这个堕落以后。
Now we will ask workers who can resist sin.
谁可以抵抗这个罪？
Who can resist death?
谁可以抵抗死呢？
No, brother and sister.
没有办法。
Something wrong with our immune system.
因为我们的免疫系统有了问题。
Now you see, our immune system has something wrong.
因为我们的免疫系统。
We have no way to resist all this death or even all this disease.
因为我们实在没有办法抗拒这个死，也抗拒这个病。
And now, brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹。
For that reason.
为这个缘故。
Now God has to do something.
所以神必须做一件事。
Now remember.
记得
according to this day's discovery
根据今日的这个发现
they have found the coronavirus in the animal
他们发现在这个牲畜里面他们有这个病毒
now if you study your Bible especially Old Testament
如果我们读这个旧约圣经
you know Isaac liked to eat wild game
我们知道以撒他喜欢吃这个
野味 You see, and it's all because he want to eat that. That's why how Jacob could cheat his father.
那就是为什么雅各可以欺骗他的父亲。
Because he wanted to eat the wild game.
因为他要吃这个野味。
Now, brothers and sisters, today, what's the problem with SARS?
今天这个 SARS 的问题是什么
？And scientists already very skeptical.
这个科学家他们很这个困惑。
Because everything originated from Hong Kong, Canton, Guangdong.
因为这个一开始是从广东出来的
So in the beginning they already were very suspicious
他们一开始就是很怀疑
Probably something to do with the animal
也许是跟这个牲畜有关系
And because then now normally this kind of virus is upon human being and also in the animal
通常的情况是在这个牲畜上也在人身上
And then but somehow out of some kind of mutation 一种突变变种
因为一些的变种
And then you see this virus become new one, complete new one.
所以这个病菌就变成一个全新的
病毒 Now this virus is so new, that's why none of us has resistance.
因为这个病毒是新的，所以我们就没有办法来抵抗
Now according to most recent news,
因为根据最新的消息
Now they really have found in Canton, in that area.
在今天在广东这个地区
They really find some animals
他们发现一些牲畜
Especially some cats
尤其是猫
And I don't know how to say that in English
不知道英文怎么说
But in Chinese is 果子狸 果子, You don't have to translate It's some kind of cat
是一种猫
And they really found that virus
他们发现这个病毒
And not only that
不止如此
They also found they also found in a monkey
也发现在猴子
And even bat
蝙蝠
even snake
蛇
and then why 果子狸 I mentioned that things
我刚刚说的这个果子狸
because for many Chinese these are delicacy
对中国人而言这个是美味
and for that reason you know they also will strengthen your body during the winter time
他们说你在冬天的时候使你的身体强壮
so most likely this should be the case
所以很可能这就是原因
so if this is true
如果这是真的话
then somehow human beings invade into the territory of animal kingdom
也可以说人侵入了这个野兽的世界
so in some way they really fight back
所以他们就反击
so when they fight back
当他们反击的时候
then some new virus is being created
所以新的病毒就产生了。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，the fear of SARS is not just storm of SARS.
其实这个害怕这个 SARS 并不是只是 SARS。
Now, for example, like Toronto,
就好像多伦多。
You see, we know that Toronto, the problem already solved. We know that we are safe to travel to Toronto.
我们知道那个问题已经解决了，去那里是很安全的。
But who knows today? More than 1,000 people are isolated today.
但是我们不知道今天也许有一千人他们被隔离
Now just in Toronto
就是在多伦多
Think about it Toronto definitely is very advanced in hygienic in high tech in every way
我们知道多伦多是一个很进步很现代化
No doubt about that
这是没有问题的
But can you believe how can you know how do you think that one day this will come back again
你怎么知道也许有一天这个病又回来了呢
Why
为什么
Probably because some kind of political pressure
也许一些政治上的压力
The same thing with today Hong Kong The same thing
今天香港也是这样
We know that through some kind of a political pressure
因为一些政治上的压力
And then now Hong Kong has been proclaimed as a safe place
今天香港被称为是这个安全地方
Now whether this is real safe we don't know
它真正的安全我们不知道
But today people think of money think of economy
但是今天人想到钱想到
Think of many other factors
想到很多的原因
But think of for example now you can see Toronto really example
就好像今天这个多伦多是很好的例
子 You don't know what happened it come back again
你不知道也许他这个病又回来了
But more serious is this
但是更严重
We don't know why this new virus was caused
我们不知道这个新的这个病毒它是怎么样发生
And after 1970s of last century
根据1970年以后
We already have more than 30 disease new disease
我们有超过30个新的这个疾病
Now then we will ask one question
我们就问一个问题
Now where do they come from
他们从哪里来的呢
Now SARS actually is part of pestilence mentioned in the Bible
事实上这个 SARS 在圣经里有提到
就是讲的瘟疫就是圣经中所讲的瘟疫的一种 So you see not only SARS even AIDS also are part of pestilence in the Bible
是这个艾滋病也是圣经里说的瘟疫的一种。
So because you know, so now you see the so-called AIDS actually some virus from monkey and all the other animals.
事实上这个艾滋病这个病毒也是好像是从这个猴子来的。
So now you can see, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐
妹 ，this simply means what?
这简单说是什么
？This means the animal kingdom really fight back.
这就是我们敌人的世界，它开始。
Why fight back?
它为什么要反击
？Because of the growth of population, human population.
因为人类这个人口膨胀。
On one hand,
从一方面来说
，Now this virus will find more dwellers among human beings.
所以这个病毒就找到更多的人的这个寄居的身体，
更多宿主，
宿主。
And more than that,
不止如此。
And because we occupy this land, planet,
因为我们在这个地上
，so we drive all the animal into zoo,
我们就把这个动物赶到动物园。
And even more than that,
还更多的。
And they have much little space than before.
他们跟以前来比的话，他们的空间就很少。
So remember, because they are rebelling in nature,
因为我们知道他们是也有叛逆的。
So they are capable of fighting back.
所以他们有这个能力反击。
Now, brothers and sisters, for that reason, there's many unknown viruses.
所以很多不致命的这个病。
In other words, we are facing an unknown future.
所以也就是说，我们面对的是一个不知的将来。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，How we are going to cope with such a situation?
我们怎么样来对这个情况来对
抗 ？Today, we not only threat from the terrorism.
不只是这个恐怖主义，我们
from SARS.
不只是这个
from medical.
还有这狂牛病。
Now before you eat beef, you think for one moment.
所以我们在吃牛肉以前就会想一想。
So you see why all this trouble, this problem?
为什么有这么多的问题呢
？Now my brothers and sisters, don't forget.
不要忘记。
Especially before the Lord's return.
在我们主回来以前。
This kind of rebellion even become more violent than before.
这种叛逆要比以前更
凶暴。Do you see that? That's really according to the Bible's prediction.
这的确是根据圣经的预言。
So for that reason,
为这个原因
，My brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，It is very sure.
这是非常的确
定。Today we are very approach. We really approaching the end of history.
我们的确是来到历史的末日。
Most likely, we are between the fourth seal and the fifth seal given in Revelation.
也就是在启示录第四印跟第五印的中间。
Because according to fourth seal,
因为根据第四印
，the one, the rider of the whore, the name is death.
骑着那个马上的那个人叫做死。
And one of the contribution to that death is pestilence.
其中一个死的一个就是瘟疫。
Now, so-called pestilence, it means today SARS or AIDS and all the other unknown viruses.
所以这个瘟疫就是今天所说的艾滋病，就是SARS 这其他的疾病。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，How we are going to cope and to face such a situation?
我们怎么样来够面对这个情况呢
？Thank God,
感谢主。
God, our Lord already knew in advance what will happen.
我们主事先他已经知道要怎么样发生。
From the first century, He already taught us how to pray.
从第一个世纪，主就教导我们怎么样来祷告。
He know that definitely Satan will even more violent.
因为他知道撒旦会更要。
Why?
为什么
？Because he knows his days are numbered.
因为他知道他的时日不多了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，remember,
记得
again how God will put everything in control.
主神怎么样把一切的东西受到控制
？Thank God,
感谢主。
We have no resistance to sin and to death.